Good morning. Do you remember this potato chip ad?
Lay's potato chips. Bet you can't eat just one.
Nobody can do that.
Well, it turns out there may be a reason we can't eat just one chip, or Oreo, or Twinkie.
I have to say now, there's little doubt. For many of us, many of the products in the grocery store can be even more problematic than alcohol, cigarettes, even drugs. And it's not our fault. It's not about self-control. It's about the food companies using our basic biology against us in ways that destroys our free will.
That is Michael Moss, author of a book titled Hooked: Food, Free Will, and How the Food Giants Exploit Our Addictions. He's a Pulitzer Prize-winning investigative journalist who has worked for The Wall Street Journal and The New York Times. Moss says our overeating is partly the result of smart people doing what they're paid to do.
They have chemists and psychologists and marketing officials. They know how to hit those emotional buttons at us that drive us to eat, even when we're not hungry. They've made overeating an everyday thing.
Well, if it's true that these food processors are creating foods as addictive as nicotine that are creating a public health hazard, then might we see some of the same kind of lawsuits and warning labels that hit the tobacco industry?
You know, I think we still look at these products as being cute and fun and harmless. And I think it's going to take even more sort of time maybe for us to really realize just how sinister, if you will, or how problematic an overdependency on these convenience, these fast food and fast groceries can be.
Illinois, of course, is home to some of the world's most productive growers of food and also some of the world's biggest food processing and retailing companies, all of whom, I'm sure, are keeping an ear on the growing conversation about obesity and food addiction. At the Chicago Board of Trade, after last week's wild ride, corn and wheat were flat in the early going of the overnight trading, but soybeans were up 13 cents. This is National Deep Dish Pizza Day. I'm Steve Alexander, and that's the business of food on 720 WGN.